The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL.
Nothing in my career has ever come easy. And no surprise, this isn't going to be easy either. Now, I've always said, I'm going to go until the wheels come off. And they finally have fallen off. Due to an injury last year, I'll be making my official announcement of my retirement from football. It was a hard decision, but the right decision for me and my family.
That was the voice of Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman, who, as you heard, walked away from the game on Monday. Drafted in the seventh round by the Patriots in 2009, he would go on to play 11 years in the NFL, win three Super Bowls, and was the MVP of Super Bowl 53 against the Rams. While known as a consistent performer in the regular season, Edelman rose to the occasion in the playoffs. In the history of the league, there are only two players who have at least 100 catches and 1,000 yards in the postseason. One is Jerry Rice, and the other was that seventh-round draft pick out of Kent State. To Carolina we go now, where new quarterback Sam Darnold spoke publicly for the first time since being traded 8 days ago. He told the team's website, quote, "There's a little of both relief and excitement. To go from being unwanted to being wanted is huge. Getting that news that you're going to be traded, of a team saying, hey, we didn't want you for whatever reason, is hard. But right now, I feel great about it, and I'm excited to get here and get started." Darnold certainly didn't look too upset in that video that surfaced on social media of the party that was held after the trade, and it sounds like his feelings haven't changed much. Given his contract status and the fact that the Panthers are trading for him a year after giving Teddy Bridgewater a decent contract, however, means maybe Sam should rent rather than buy in Carolina. To Denver we go, where the search for a competent starting quarterback continues. According to Ian Rapoport's Monday Morning Quarterback column, the Broncos are, quote, lurking as a team that could trade up to get a quarterback. As Rapoport points out, new GM George Payton made an offer for Matthew Stafford, and he also has been on the ground at the pro days for Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, and Trey Lance. For his part, current Broncos starting quarterback Drew Lock is not going to go down without a fight. Left guard Dalton Risner said on a podcast with Matt Lombardo of Fansided.com that Locke has been talking and studying with Peyton Manning this offseason in an attempt to hang on to the starting job. So basically, regardless of how the Broncos quarterback situation turns out this year, you can blame a Peyton. Speaking of blame, there was plenty of that to go around in an article published by The Athletic on Monday that looked at the dysfunction that's been going on inside the Philadelphia Eagles organization for years. In a nutshell, different aspects of the team haven't been getting along for quite a while, and there seems to be a split between the quote-unquote football people like scouts and coaches and the combination of Howie Roseman, the GM, and owner Jeffrey Lurie. Former head coach Doug Peterson apparently had to attend weekly meetings with Roseman and Lurie to explain the team's decisions in the previous game. One source told The Athletic, quote, "Peterson was ridiculed and criticized for every decision. If you won by three, it wasn't enough. If you lost on a last-second field goal, you're the worst coach in history." That doesn't exactly inspire a whole lot of confidence when it comes to the draft later this month. A couple more stories for you before we go. Fox's Jay Glazer reported that former Steelers running back James Conner is visiting the Cardinals this week. Conner gained almost 1,000 yards from scrimmage and scored 6 touchdowns for the Steelers in 13 games last year. Former Bengals running back Giovanni Bernard has a new home. He's going to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, according to Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. It is a 1-year deal, and according to the report, Bernard was recruited by both Tom Brady and Bruce Arians. Not bad for a guy who never won a single playoff game in 8 years in Cincinnati. And finally, former Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reid has been charged with driving while intoxicated for a crash that seriously injured 5-year-old Ariel Young just days before Super Bowl 55. DWI is a Class D felony that carries a potential prison sentence of 1 to 7 years. Reid acknowledged to police that he had been drinking before he slammed into a car that had pulled over to assist someone that had broken down. Prosecutors say their analysis concluded that Reid was driving about 84 miles per hour and that he had a blood alcohol concentration of 0.113. He does have a previous drunk driving conviction. Young suffered what her family described as permanent brain injuries, although recently the family has said Young is slowly but surely getting better. That's the latest news in the world of the NFL on Tuesday, April 13th. If you haven't subscribed already, please take 5 seconds and do it now. We really appreciate it. Drop us a rating and a review for us, too, if you like what you hear. Stay tuned later today for the off-day debrief with myself and Brandon Lee Gouten of Bleeding Green Nation. We are going to dive into that article from The Athletic and try and figure out what the heck is going on with the Philadelphia Eagles. One of the authors of that article, Sheil Kapadia, will join us. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.